A statement win this afternoon for number 4 Kentucky. 27-point margin over Auburn, 80-53 the final score in Rupp Arena, and that hands the Tigers their most lopsided defeat of the season. It was previously 15 at Ole Miss. Welcome back to College Basketball on Westwood One. From the Progressive Insurance Studios, I'm Alex Perlman. Customers who switch to Progressive can save an average of over $650. Call or click today and find out if you can save hundreds on your car insurance. Well, let's relive how this one happened as Kentucky looked to knock off Auburn for the 48th time in 50 tries at home, and about Auburn's worst nightmare to start, missing their first 7 from beyond the arc. And remember, the Tigers make 11 per game on average. That's 4th in the country. Not exactly Kentucky's forte, but this afternoon, the Wildcats found their stroke.
Tyler Hero, right side to another freshman, Keldon Johnson, and Hero takes it back. 5 to shoot. Hero picks up the dribble. 2 to shoot. Tough 3 up top. P.J. Washington with a hand in his face hits his 4th 3 of the game. 14 points in 12 minutes for Washington, and it's 23-15 Kentucky. Lob up top is too high, or at least mistimed. Wiley couldn't come down with it. Kentucky now in transition. Hero scoops up. Left hand off the glass and good. And Kentucky has their first double-figure lead.
Well, UK certainly needing that kind of production from Washington. His workload increased thanks to Reed Travis's injury, but he was far from the only Wildcat this afternoon getting in on the fun as the lead continued to balloon late in the first half. And that brings us to the Grasshopper virtual phone system call of the game.
Higgins, he's on the left wing. High screen from Richards to the free throw line. Pass fake, lobs it up high and down hard. Nick Richards takes the toss from Higgins and slams it down with two hands, and Kentucky is dominating, up now by 16. Last time, it was a barn burner, a two-point game at Auburn. All Wildcats so far here in this one. Missed shot by Auburn. The Wildcats coming the other way. Hero steps into a three, hits it, and Kentucky hits their 8th three of the game. They lead it by 19 in the first half.
That's the call of the game brought to you by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system that helps you put your best voice forward. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. After Auburn cut the Kentucky lead to 7, the Wildcats went back on the offensive, ending the first half on a 7-0 run to take a 45-31 lead into the locker room. Now, you might think there's no way that Kentucky could keep up that kind of success from 3. You'd be wrong.
Kentucky has hit 9 of 17 threes and hitting at a 61% clip. Here's Higgins, this time outside the arc and good. Ashton Higgins in double figures. He has 10, a couple of triples, 2 more that were just barely inside the arc, and it's a 25-point bulge for the Wildcats.
That already the Wildcats' 10th bomb of the game with almost 16 minutes to go. Now, Kentucky wasn't satisfied at that point, though. Continuing to score and grow the lead helped by a career afternoon for Washington.
Washington drives baseline, cut off, out to Higgins, gets to the free throw line, drives, kicks beautifully in the corner. Washington hits his 5th three, a career high. 24 points for P.J. Washington, 71-42 Kentucky.
And that is exactly what Washington finished on. The Wildcats, the number 4 team in the country, and showing why, coasting at Rupp Arena to an 80-53 win for Auburn. And going 11 of 24 from beyond the arc, 46%. Not exactly their forte, but they certainly got it done today in Lexington.